I'd like to start off with some of my hypotheses for new space in Australia. The first is that Australia needs a productive space industry to sustain a competitive economy and society. Two is the government should enable innovation through private space activity first, where possible, before tackling larger problems through a publicly funded agency. Thirdly, Australia should not model the local space industry in the image of any existing foreign industries due to the rapid shift of activity from public to private enterprise globally. So to give you a quick outline of the sections I want to discuss with you, we're going to start on the macro level, the state of the global space industry, before taking a look at things at home. Then I want to drill down into the role that I think the innovation agenda needs to play when we're talking about building a local space industry for the 21st century. And then I'll conclude with a proposal on methods by which I think we can accelerate our impact on the global space industry. So with ever-increasing activity of space, of private companies in space over the past decade, or more public space agencies around the globe have been decreasing their activities year on year. NASA is at least one agency who have explicitly stated that they see the near future of low Earth orbit dominated by commercial enterprise rather than a consortium of nations, and they're moving at the moment to make this happen. For example, there are already discussions about privatisation of the International Space Station within the next decade even. So this allows traditional space agencies to focus their efforts deeper in space, yet even the mission to Mars is likely to involve the assistance of new space companies such as SpaceX, as I'm sure we've all heard recently. So furthermore, in the global investment in commercial space over the past 12 months has been more than the past decade combined. So that we're at the dawn of a new era in space, as I'm sure we all know, but no one knows what it's going to look like, which is a particularly important consideration to make while we're gathering to push for an Australian space industry. It's a safe bet to say that the new global space industry is not going to look like it did in the past century. And I think this is really important to have in our conversations regarding an Australian space industry. So I'm going to trip over this. So we're still at the stage of asking questions here, I think, in Australia. And it's really important to make sure that we're asking ourselves the right questions. So I think the question shouldn't be, do we need an Australian space agency? Because the question is really one in search of a problem. But instead, what problems do we face that could be solved by space activity from Australia? By the way, just to put it out there, my gut feeling is that we obviously do need a government agency that would be vastly different to NASA, the European Space Agency, etc. But we need to validate the questions objectively. So in terms of Australia, we can see that the Australian space industry is brewing, and particularly with the Turnbull government's Federal Review of the Space Activities Act, we are all in hope there will be a lot of the legislative impediments can be reduced to allow our innovative entrepreneurs to tackle the real problems of both Australians and around the globe. But the Space Activities Act is just one of three federal acts that we do need to discuss as well, because the Defence Trade Controls Act and the Ready Communications Act are also considerations we really need to look at. There's some good work going into discussing these issues with our politicians as well. Just last week, Andrea Boyd spoke to Parliament about innovation space in Australia and the need for the government support. And I know from my time as Managing Director of the Melbourne Space Program, where we built a team of law students explicitly exploring space law and policy, that parties all along the political spectrum are actually very interested in developing space policy. So it's not just the Liberals as well. And something I don't really hear too much about at conferences like this is the role of the National Innovation Science Agenda. The National Innovation Science Agenda is a perfect pairing to launch a 21st century commercial space industry in Australia. Let's not forget that even with all of these hurdles in the way, we have over a dozen space-related startup companies. I actually really struggled to fit them all onto a single slide, and this is absolutely fantastic. So, if you're on here, give yourself a pat on the back. Commercial space in Australia is already proving innovative enough to do really well despite the regulatory hurdles, and we've got some really good momentum, so let's keep it up. So let's get back to the question of why we actually need space or space activity. We in this room are really, we're the early adopters of space in Australia. We're the geeks who get really excited about technology and the science fiction, but we're not necessarily very good at convincing anyone else that we should be putting a lot of effort into this. And that's because there's a lot of opinions and conjecture around. The problem that we need to start asking is, we need to start asking the right questions and objectively validating those. Space 2.0, or new space, is an uncharted sector. And in face of uncertainty on what it will look like in even 5 to 10 years from now, we need to apply startup science methodologies to best position ourselves if we want a successful Australian space sector, and particularly one that might also have an export market rather than just import. So for those in this room who know space is a critical, is critical to many other industries of our economy, primarily through the use of satellite technology. But for example, if you're looking at developing satellite technology, you still need to objectively establish what your potential customer problems are. Because at the moment, globally speaking, I don't think we really understand these quite well enough yet. And this presents us in Australia with a really great opportunity to innovate. So that brings me to this. So first, let me try to clear up what innovation is, because these days, I think it's got a lost meaning due to it being turned into a massive buzzword. Innovation is the commercialization of invention. Understanding and solving real problems through the creation of new ideas and putting them together to create a new service, a product, or even, like we're talking about at the moment, an entire industry. It's usually achieved through lots of collaboration, mixed skill sets. Now, the Australian Council of Learned Academies recently published a report on innovation in Australia, part of which suggested a key to that innovation is the sharing of ideas and working together across organisational boundaries. And one of the things I think you'll pick up on, in my view, is that we, as the Australians of the space community, focus far too much on the technology. It's almost inherent in our community because we're so interested in being a part of it. That's why we're so interested in being a part of it. But it's something we need to fight, and we need to work out where the real problems lie for most people and how they can best be solved using technology, not the other way around. We also need to make sure that we educate the next generation to think in this way, so it's important that in making this community more accessible to others, that we innovate in areas such as STEAM education, so science, technology, the arts, maths. Making sure lots of kids are engaged so that they'll one day be motivated to solve real problems in the future. And of course, public policy and law, as boring as it sort of is. We tested some of this with the Melbourne Space Program, where we built that team of law students, and they're developing some fantastic experience merging STEM and policy together in their extracurricular activity. It's also important for space policy-related startups, one of them such as Space Freak, who came out of the Melbourne Space Hack Hackathon that the Melbourne Space Program ran earlier this year. And they're attempting to reduce the barriers for Australian startups facing huge RF licensing costs just to operate nano satellites in space. So recently I was discussing this with Tim Parsons of the Delta V Space Accelerator, who I'm sure most of you know, and he brought up some very good points that I thought are worth mentioning. There's a pattern in space startups to attempt to tackle problems in the same way that traditional aerospace have done so. For example, build a satellite from scratch, code the software, process the data, and then sell all of that to the end customer. The first mistake that I think with this approach is that it's accumulating a lot of work to tackle at once. What in most cases is an assumed end customer problem as well. But this value chain could be tackled by a whole string of different companies or startups, each involving specific problems that they can hand over to the next. So unlike big aerospace, new space companies aren't being supplied with big multi-billion dollar contracts to tackle entire value chains in one hit. We need to look at what every other industry does to create a thriving economy. So for example, to use something very, very different, your apples at Coles aren't grown by Coles at Coles-branded farms around the country. A farmer purchases seeds to plant them, and once they've grown, they pick them, and they sell them to make a profit to a distributor. The distributor is happy to pay the higher price than the seeds because the farmer added value to the product. The distributor, having sourced the apples from many different farmers, transports them to the Coles supermarkets throughout the area, where they then make a profit. Coles are then happy to pay the higher price again because they haven't had to approach multiple sources and organise the logistics behind it. Then you, the end customer, purchases the right kind of apples that you would like to eat. So if we want to kickstart a competitive space industry in this country, I think we need to look at the potential areas of added value along the value chain and have startups tackle those problems individually. Otherwise, the problems are just too nebulous to develop really good solutions for. What's great with the development of CubeSats is that in this day and age, you can literally purchase a satellite off the shelf. You can use that as a platform to rapidly build a fleet of satellites while only having to focus on the software, for example. But what if we added more layers of abstraction into this, you could call it a space stack, where the end customer only needs to interface with the final like application layer type solution? The critical aspect of this sort of industry is it inherently invites collaboration, which promotes innovation, as we established before. It also helps ensure that the real customer problems are being solved through an agile industry. So I want to put the question to you now, what does the ideal Australian space industry look like? And if the first thought that popped into your mind was NASA or the European Space Agency, I personally think you've got the wrong idea. We can't strive for a space industry that resembles the space industries of the 20th century because they're all changing greatly at the moment due to commercial players entering the ring. We're starting with a really clean slate, and this gives us a great opportunity to disrupt the global shift towards having more commercial space ventures. We shouldn't simply be saying we need a space agency, but we should be asking what the role of government should be in a space industry of the 21st century. What are our assumptions in answering this question, and can we test and validate those? So returning back to my earlier hypothesis from the start, I think the best solution will fall somewhere around a commercial space industry enabled through regulatory support from the government, with the government collaborating with other nations to undertake space-based ventures where private players cannot yet access. I think it would be fantastic to move away from an import-only industry to one that exports. Space contributes around $4 billion of annual GDP growth now, so I can only imagine what it would look like afterwards. We also have some indications on how a membership to the European Space Agency might benefit us based on similar nations like Canada. But it's not enough to use analogies and compare a potential Australian space industry to global industries which are undergoing major overhauls. We need to make sure we're talking about promoting commercial space as well. So how can we promote a thriving new space industry, as we'll call it, in Australia? We need to bring existing new space companies and their supporters together. We need to spread innovation and entrepreneurship skills development to incubate space startup companies looking to tackle real market problems. And this was a large part of my vision in founding the Melbourne Space Program, and in particular running the Melbourne Space Hack, which was a part of our Final Frontier Festival a few months ago. We have Delta V, which exists to help space companies accelerate, but we also need to help incubate great ideas as well. And this is something I think we can all work towards now, even without a government space agency. And we should focus our efforts on achieving both of those things. So here's my proposal. I think we need to start raising funding to run space incubation programs around the nation. We can run strategic hackathons to identify groups who are able to tackle full stacks of problems and collaborate with each other. For example, the teams might be individually related to satellite hardware, drones, telecommunications, data processing, legal support, etc. The teams tackling problems within each value chain should each extend all the way down to specific verticals. This might be providing Internet of Things or machine-to-machine access to rural machinery or remote sensing and bushfires, that sort of thing. We need to teach startup science, and again, it's another buzzword, but the science and tried-and-true methods methods by which you can discover and solve real-world problems. Finally, we need to continue to build public dialogue and engage with politicians to correct the regulatory issues which we face and to receive their support. So, just in closing, I think the future of space in Australia is dependent on asking questions and objectively validating all of our assumptions. That's really the crux of what I want to get across. So just